This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
No, because I want to talk about Christmas.
Oh, Christmas. Yes. Well, we're moving on. It's
coming. No, because I'm thinking about, you know, I've got to buy my kids a gift.
You do.
Because they're coming down soon. But I found the best story. There's a parent who's been labelled pretty gross after she shared her plan to re-gift her children's old iPads for Christmas after she took them off them because they were punished. So they'll be, yeah.
What a brilliant thing that she did.
Well, they're only eight, like they're six and seven, so they're not that smart as is, you know.
As it is, if they're six and seven, why did they have an iPad? That might be one question, but at the same time.
I thought the same thing as well. Yes. What's the six and the seven? But I'm not judging anyone's parenting, that's the thing. So they only had an iPad mini, so does that count? No, I don't know. It's still a thing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they're misbehaving, so they've been so naughty. So she confiscated it.
Yeah.
And she said, so it's gone through two seasons, spring and fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now,
are we calling it fall now because we've got Americans?
They're Americans here, so we thought we better stick to the fall. But she says now the kids have been really good. She's thinking about giving them back to them. But
yeah.
She's come up with this great idea. So what she's going to do is she's going to buy new covers for them.
Yeah.
She's cleaning them up and she's going to repack them as Christmas and hand them over.
Look, I think that's a bloody brilliant idea.
Well, not, but the internet has gone crazy over it, said it's like really bad.
What?
Well, they're saying that, you know, if they should be given back to, if it's to give them back to them because they've been good, you should give it back to them. By giving them back as a gift, they're not learning anything.
What? No, they already learnt that they lost it, right? Mm-hmm. And that they would have been getting another piece of junk. Do we need more junk put on this planet? They would have been given another piece of junk. As it is, they're getting a new cover.
Yeah.
That's something. They're six and seven. That's another thing. Look, if I could just put my daughter in a different mermaid tail, like the same mermaid but with a different tail, and wrap that up as a new present, look, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. I'm actually going to do it. This is it.
I'd do it to my dogs. Because they've got lots of toys and I hide every one of them and every couple of weeks I bring out a new one and they think it's new. They get all excited.
How are they not? My biggest thing on this whole thing is actually thinking, what are these keyboard warriors doing that they're actually annoyed by this mum doing this? I think she's a genius.
Good
I think
parenting.
It's very clever.
I agree.
I taught my son
a lesson once. My uncle had bought him this remote controlled truck and it was expensive and it was his first good toy. And I said, you leave it out in the paddock again and I'm throwing it in the bin.
Yeah.
And he did. I went the next morning, I wake up, it's still in the paddock.
Ooh.
So I said, all right, goes in the bin. And I heard him say, oh, he won't really throw it away. So I did it to make a point. And then 2 days later, I wheeled the bin out the front and he's in tears. And then I thought, I'll get it out when he goes to sleep. Well, I forgot. And I wake up in the morning as the bin man's tipping his truck into the bin.
Oh, no.
He was crying at the gate. And I thought, you know what? I taught you a lesson. I mean, I also threw away his $150 remote control truck.
My mum did the same thing to me. Any toy that was left on the floor, any single toy that was left on the floor got put in a garbage bag and we had to take it to the tip, right? So we were in the back of this van. And we had to actually hand our garbage bag and then...
To the tip man?
To the tip man. And we drove off.
Oh, that's good parenting.
I know. But I was terrified. I was so sad. I still think of this particular one, like, puffy-eared alien thing that I had. Because we weren't well off. So this was my one new toy. And anyway, we drive out and mum's like, actually, was that a good lesson learnt? And I said, well, yes, of course, I guess so. And they went, okay, pull over, and they pulled out a garbage bag, right?
She tried to do the old switcheroo.
She did the switcheroo, except for she didn't. We opened up the plastic bag and there was rubbish in there. She'd gone, OMGs, but there was F's in there.
So that's a good lesson for you and your mother. Check the bin you throw away and you guys behave yourself.
We got some text messages that said it's great to have tough love. So we happen to have one of my Yankees, as we were just talking. She's a professional, what are you, Siobhan?
I'm a psychologist.
And you're a kids psychologist as well.
I do work with children, yes.
So please tell us, is it good to give tough love?
So it depends on how we're defining tough love. I think it's really great.
Taking their toys away?
Yes, no, actually, we absolutely need to have boundaries for our kids, right, in order to shape their behavior. So I would say if we're calling that tough love, yes, but they also need lots of love and hugs and, you know,
So we can take it off him and like and then still just give him a cuddle and a kiss and that's okay?
Well, I mean, yes.
To keep you in work, yes. Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. So tough love is important, but at the same time, it's something that we've got to work out whether... So was that too tough?
A good balance.
The iPads taking away and giving them back at Christmas time?
No.
No,
that sounds like good parenting.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty much against lots of screens for kids, especially you said six, I think.
Yes, yeah, six, five, and seven, and with their own little ones.
No.
So that was really the problem in that bit, but not actually the taking off. It's the giving back is the problem.
So. I'm going to say as a parent who raised three children on my own to start with, and I had a lovely hubby who came along and helped me through the teenage years, thank God. But number one rule is follow through.
Yes.
So be careful as a parent what you say. Because I reckon if you say, if you do that again, I'm going to take that off you. What they learn is if I winch for 10 minutes, I eventually get my way back. Follow through, people, if you're going to do it.
Absolutely, and be consistent.
Consistent. Oh, yes. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, now what's the last tip? Last tip.
Loves and kisses. Okay. And we can reinforce good behavior by rewarding them when they are making the good choices.
That's important.
It seems that Christmas is feeling a little bit different this year.
Christmas is so different. Isn't that weird? I don't know if it's just because I'm getting married, but I have... Look, I love Christmas. I'm a Christmasaholic. I will go to all the Christmas carols. I'll go to anything that's free and there's a Santa attached. I'm all over it. And but it's different this year. I've got friends out there posting that they're not going to be giving any presents and they want us to give them stuff that we're not using. I thought, they're definitely listening
to
me.
But you know what I think? It's like any cultural shift. What has happened to Christmas can be both good and bad, I think. And it is a cultural shift. We're moving. But I was thinking about this. I mean, Christmas, we all think of joy and happy. You know, think about it. A holiday that's meant to be about cheer is also always about invisible work. So you think about your mother who's worked for 18 hours. I think of Wayne getting up at 4 o'clock to put the turkey on and do things like that. We don't think. We just wake up and expect our pancakes to be ready.
Yeah, I know you do. Yes, that's right. And
so it's not always happy for everybody, you know.
Yeah, so there's poor Wayne that just yet again. So that Wayne, if you didn't know, you've got Christmas again this year.
Look, a holiday that's meant to be about giving basically becomes about excessive consumption.
But also,
and waste.
It gets about mental. There's a big issue
you
with mental health.
You wrap a paper up and you rip up the paper off the thing and throw it away.
Waste paper,
it's ridiculous.
We waste things that, you know. So it's also becomes, there's that other thing that's going around at the moment that if Christmas makes, you know, like if someone, you know, mentions your weight, eat them. But it also says, it don't go around to put, we've got it in us that we need to go see people at Christmas that
are
our family.
Well, you go to your family, you've always got that one uncle or auntie. It says,
but if
when are you getting married?
Someone in your family,
you know, when are you going to have a baby?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, when my husband can get me knocked up.
What job are you
going to say. You know, what else do you say? You know, there's always that one, you know.
Also there's fights. We forget that our family does sometimes not bring out the best in us. And there is some real issues around Christmas and how much pressure we put on ourselves to make it perfect so that nobody's actually happy at the end. So I want people to remember, if you don't think that Christmas with your family is going to make you happy, you've probably got chosen family out there that are much better for you. Mental health.
I don't see my family. Well, I mean, we've talked about that. My parents don't get invited to my things.
Yeah, you don't mean your kids' family.
No, no,
you
no.
mean you're the ones you...
My parents and my sister and that. I've decided years and years ago that I had to cut them off. They make me that angry.
Yep.
But I'm lucky, I think, compared to a lot of the LGBTIQ family out there, I have three children. So I've made a family... myself, you know,
and you have a very long-term partner that adores you and is going to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be making breakfast for you all.
He will be, which is really good. But look, it also, and we talked about that. So if, you know, it's a holiday, it's meant to be about family, but it also brings up difficult relationships. But I was more worried about here, and oh God, let's not mention now everyone's got dietary requirements. When they come to your place, I'm a glutard, I'm a vegan.
You know that Cleo's a gluten-free and you guys were very good and loving about it. So don't lose the points that you gained
that
already.
That is true. There was a father who wrote on that. He wanted to know, was he a bad father because he's thinking about cancelling Christmas this year? Mm-hmm. Basically, look, they've gone through in vitro, which is a lot of money, and he said they've spent themselves into debt, that he's struggling to keep his house.
Yes, look, he wants to cancel Christmas. That is a bad parent. I'm sorry. My mum could not afford a thing. She had five daughters, single pay, single thing. So that is a bad parent who says no, because there is so much much you can do at Christmas for nothing. You can make your own presents. You can do your own thing. But you can go to Christmas carols. You can get a picnic free ones together. You can go to absolutely free ones. They've got ones where they give free candles and free sausage sizzles. It doesn't cost a lot to look up where, like, to catch a bus and go there. And or get even better, walk to the local one.
I mean, my kids now are adults and we have talked about things and they still go back and say the best Christmas they ever remembered, and it's because we spent time together.
Mm-hmm.
I had no money and we went and collected pine cones at the local beach. Then we painted the pine cones with paint that we just found. You know, like, there's always old paint. That's what we hung on a tree. Actually, I pulled the tree out of the bush, so I had to get four of them because I was that literal and stick them all together to make one. And then we bought chocolate molds we had, and we made little handmade chocolates for everybody, and we handed them to people. And
oh, that sounds beautiful. And that's what Christmas should be about. It's about making sure that you are around each other. It shouldn't be about all this consumerism. Look, I love a present just as much as the next guy.
Me too.
But at the same time, I don't want to know anyone that I care about has gotten debt over it. But I also think my favorite present is time and experiences.
Time.
I love a Christmas present that includes, like, you know, it might even be babysitting. It could be anything. But you can absolutely have Christmas without getting out of budget and without having to cancel it, because that would be ridiculous. Look, one of my favorite Christmases we did last, well, actually my favorite Christmas was last year. We went to the beach. It was the first one that I didn't have family. I stayed in Melbourne. My family were either in Perth, Cleo's are in Sydney. And we went to the beach and had sausages and bread. It was so nice. That's awesome.
That is the best. Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.